This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Well, here we are backstage. Our teams are warming up for today's big match because today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So, are you teams ready?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go play. Welcome, nice studio audience. Welcome to Starcade. We have another team day here on Starcade, and our two teams are ready to go. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Steve Everett. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the sixth grade at Old Adobe School. I like bicycle, playing putt, Boy Scouts, Dungeons and Dragons, and practicing my viola.
Boy, your viola, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, a viola player. Well, nice to meet you, Steve. And you are?
My name is David Everett. I'm 15 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Casa Grande High in Petaluma. And I like to play my French horn, I like to whistle, and I want to be a street performer in San Francisco when I grow up.
Well, terrific. Welcome. Now, he plays the viola, do you play your French horn?
No.
Okay. You are?
My name is Sean Kennedy. I'm 13 years old. I go to Harvest Park School. I like to play sports, and I like the opposite sex.
Okay, Sean, and you are?
My name is Daryl Kennedy. I'm his brother, and I'm a freshman at Amador High School. And we both live in Pleasant, California. And my hobbies are football and skateboarding.
Daryl, let me ask you a question, okay? How does Sean do with the opposite sex?
Not very well.
Well, our two teams are ready to play. They're matched up, as you know, based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these teams is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Tron. All right. You guys shake hands. Shake hands and head over to the podiums, and we'll get ready to play Starcade. As they go over to the podiums, Kevin's going to tell us about the five games in store for us today. Kev?
Jeff, we've got a selection of video games guaranteed to test the skills of today's contestants. First in our lineup, it is Star Wars aboard the Red 5 in deep space. Next, it's Anteater, eating ants and bees and other good things. Zookeeper, and the animals are loose. Then it's Doradon, spinning doors to run from the beastie. And Munchmobile, driving and eating. Jeff?
Okay, a wild variety of games. Both teams have had a chance to play all five games before today's show. One of them, as you guys know, is the mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin is going to tell us, at least he's going to tell the home audience, what the mystery game is.
Our mystery game today is Star Wars.
That is the mystery game. I have a question for you, gentlemen. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here we go. One of the tracks in pole position two is A, a test track, B, the Indy 500. Everett.
A test track.
A test track. Right you are. Good for you. So you guys pick the first game.
I want to play Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Zookeeper it is, and we will ask Kevin to tell us about that.
Well, they give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry, and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net comes, I can only run and jump over them. But all these things give me points, so do the goodies that appear, and only the animals are the danger. And I can spend a moment with my sweet Zelda if I can reach her without falling or being zonked by a coconut. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Steve and Dave, who's going to do this
one? I am.
All right, David, you're going to do Zookeeper. Don't turn around yet, Steve, because I want to talk to Dave for a couple seconds. By the way, you said Zookeeper. I figure you know the game pretty well.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
All right, you know you got to pick up the drinks around the edge, and you guys listen too, and get the net if you can, and grab the animals. Don't let them touch you. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you. Over here, Steve. Yeah. Dave, I'm sorry. A little more. There you go. Right in there. Just relax. Everything's cool. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Go! play. 30 seconds. Nicely played.
Thank you.
Very nice, David.
Good point, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephen. Stephen, Dave, going back. Someone's been feeding him raw meat. All right, guys. Daryl and Sean, who's playing here?
I am.
All right, Daryl, you're going to be playing. You saw what he did in a zookeeper. You a zookeeper player?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see how you do. Get ready to go. You have 50 seconds. Right in here, if you will, please, Sean. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Into the next screen, plenty of time, 30 seconds. Not bad at all. Okay, guys, looks like we have some tough competition going here on Starcade. We'll take a break, then we'll be back and see who gets to choose the next game. We'll be right back.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Tron. Journey with Tron through a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark is your dreaded enemy. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy, Tron, furnished by Funai ESP. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Kev, let's see where we are after the first game, Zookeeper. Everett, you have a total of 8,120.
Yay!
Kennedy's have 3,920. Okay. Everett's in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round. Then we'll total up the scores on both games, and the team that gets the highest score will get to play the name of the game board. So I have another question for you. If you're ready, hands on buzzers. What is the first enemy Bentley Bear must face in Crystal Castles? Kennedy's.
B.
No, sorry. It's the Gem Eaters. The choice was Gem Eaters or Walking Trees. The bees don't come down for a little while. So it's the Gem Eaters, and that means the Everetts once again. Steve
all
and
right,
Dave.
All right, all right. You want to play Anteater.
You want to play Anteater. Anteater it is. We will ask, I better not say it. We'll ask Kevin to tell us about that.
Oh, Everetts, lucky you, you're going to get to eat ants and worms and bees, because now you're an anteater. Just zap those ants with the tip of your tongue and up they go. Good. Careful, though. Those ants can get you if they touch anything but the tip of your tongue, so be ready to pull out fast. And you need to...
retract button and get them out of the way.
You can't let the worms touch your tongue.
Well, ants or worms, either one, then you can only...
You can't let the ants can tip the tip of your tongue, but they can't touch the rest.
You're right. You can get the ants with the tip of your tongue, but they can't touch the rest, right?
Right.
Okay, you're going to play Anteater?
Yes.
Don't let the ants touch the rest of your tongue. They can touch the tip, but not the rest. You have to get the worm from behind. You try to get down and get the queen ant, and don't forget your retract button, okay?
Okay.
All right, get ready to play. You come over here, if you will. Dave and Steve's all set. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play.
Oh, don't play that button.
fine in 30 seconds.
Doing good. You got it, yeah. You got it, Steve.
15 seconds.
Get the ant. Watch out. Pull back and get the worm. Come on. You can get him. Get him.
10 seconds.
Ah, too late. Pull back and get the ant.
Nice going,
yeah.
Steve. Very nicely played. All right, you head back. Take Dave with you. Here comes Daryl and Sean. Well, Anteater, you're kind of a strange game. Looks like you're up, huh, Sean?
Yeah.
You'll be playing Anteater. You heard the advice that that Steve gave me, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready to play. We have 50 seconds over here, Daryl. You ready? Get set. Play. Got that one. Down. Good play. Got you from on top. 20 seconds. Seven seconds. Hey, you caught up some. That's really great. You guys head on back. We're going to total the scores from all the games so far. See who gets to play the name of the game board. You caught up. I'm not sure whether it was enough, but we're going to find out. Both teams had a chance to play Zookeeper and Anteater, and now one team is going to play for a special prize. So as we total up the scores, we see who gets to play the name of the game board. Everett, you have 9,890. Yeah! Kennedy's, you have 6,080. Everett, play the name of the game board. Come on down, Steve and Dave. Right down here. Put your backs to the board, if you will, please. That's it. Okay, now behind you is the... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you switch positions because you're a really tall guy, Dave, and we're going to need a shoot over your shoulder there. Behind you is the name game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to get a prize. And you know who's going to tell you about it?
No.
Do you know who's going to tell you?
The Anteater.
The Anteater Kevin, that's right.
Thanks a lot. Okay, for 3 out of 4 to help sweeten your video fun, you'll win a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffelettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And Everett's, for all 4 correct, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair.
Okay, now, which one of you wants to... What?
Choice if we wanted to win the... If we get 3 out of 4 instead of the 4 out of 4.
You want a choice? But you want the chocolate more than the chair?
No, I want the chair more than the chocolate.
Well, no, see, no, if you get 4 right, you get the chair. If you get 3 right, you get the chocolate. If you get 2 right, you get that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Who's going to start?
I'll start.
You'll start, you'll go second, you're third, and you're fourth. Turn around, please. Oh, dear. I could have been a plumber. All right. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Gorf or Galaxian?
Galaxian.
Galaxian, right you are. Number 2, Tempest or Conquest?
Tempest.
You said Tempest, right you are. Number 3, Gravatar or Quantum?
Gravatar.
Gravatar is right. That's 3. Going for the important 4. Is this Wild Western or Pioneer Balloon?
Wild Western.
You got the chair.
Yeah! Yeah!
Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round right here at Starcade. See who has a chance to win Tron. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. This is round 2. Kennedy's caught up some, but you still have some points to make up, Kennedy. There's only 1 game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up to all the scores, and top scorer in all games is going to have a chance to try to get Tron. Okay, if you're ready, I have your last question. Hands on buzzers. What do the eggs in Wacko hatch into? A, mutants. B, bats. I see no light. I heard a bunch of buzzers. I see no light. Over here, Kennedy's? All right, Kennedy's, you were in first.
A.
mutants. No, it's bats. They change into mutants if you hit them in, out of order, but the eggs change into bats. So the Everetts, once again, get to pick the game.
We're going
to
play Dorodon.
Dorodon is the game. That wasn't the mystery game. The mystery game was Star Wars. So, but Dorodon is the game you want to play. We'll ask Kevin about that.
Dorodon is a mean little beastie who's brought along a few friends and some fire pots to make your life miserable. Avoid these at all costs, unless the Dorodon gets cold and changes into an ice cream cone. Then you can pursue him. Meanwhile, there's question marks and rotating spirals to capture, and once in a while, fruit for the big points. Spin all the doors, and they change to white once they've been spun. Then you can move on to the next challenge. It's Dorodon, and the beasties are out.
Okay, Dorodon it is. Get the ice cream cones for extra points. The question mark will give you points, and if you can catch the propellers, that'll do you some good, too. And I presume you're playing it, right, Dave?
Yeah, right on.
All right, if you're as good a Dorodon player as you are a zookeeper player, you're going to do just great. You ready to cheer him on, Steve?
Yes.
Over here, we get ready to go. You have 40 seconds for this one. Get ready, get set, play. There's a question mark. 20 seconds. That's it, 460. A little tough luck with Dorodon there. We'll send you back, though, you guys. Let's see what happens to the other team. Yeah. Head on back. All right, Daryl and Sean. And Daryl's going to play it?
Yeah.
Okay, Dorodon's the game. You heard what I told them. The things to pick up, the ice cream cone, if you can get it, the propellers, chase the propellers, and then see if you can turn all the gates to color, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Right here, Sean, Daryl, get ready. Get set. Play. Plenty of time, 25 seconds. Get the ice cream cone. Nope. Going now, 10 seconds. Made the turn, let's see if it'll rack up. At the bell, 670 points. Okay, Daryl, head on back. Sean, you go with him. We're going to add up all the scores now. Well, Daryl and Sean, you caught up on Dorodon. Whether it was enough or not, I don't know. We're going to find out and see who the big winner of the day is. Everett, you have 10,350.
Yeah!
And the Kennedys, you have 6,750. Yeah! Everett for the winners. Daryl and Sean, you played nice. Nice to have had you here on the show. Hope you enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah,
we have nice gifts for you for being on the show. You're a couple of nice guys. And Steve and David, you guys are the winners of the day, and so you get something special. Kevin?
You've won the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
And in just a minute, they're going to have a chance for their own Tron. We'll find out if they can do it right after these words. And welcome back to Starcade. All right, Steve and Dave, now's a chance to win your own arcade game. As you know, today it's Tron. We still have two games left unplayed, Munchmobile and Star Wars. During the commercial, we informed you that if you pick Munchmobile, you'd have to score at least 3,531 points. If you pick Star Wars, you'd have to score at least 10,700 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. Now, you reached your decision, right?
Yeah, we picked Munchmobile.
Yeah, that surprised me. I would have sworn you'd pick Star Wars. Why Munchmobile?
Well, I don't think when we played Star Wars earlier, I don't think I got 11,000.
Okay.
I think I can get the 3,500 on Munchmobile.
All right, 3,531 points or more in 30 seconds, and Tron is yours. So we'll have Kevin tell us about Munchmobile, and we'll go over and get ready to play the game.
You're cruising along the highway, grabbing up passing edibles like fruit and fish and an occasional dollar, and being a good guy at the same time by dropping the leavings in a nearby trash can. Run fast and hard as you eat up fuel on your way home. You'll be fat and happy driving the Munchmobile.
All right, David, you're going to play it?
Yeah.
Our director, Phil Martino, has the second highest score on Munchmobile. That's one of the few games he still has his initials on, as a matter of fact. You'll have 30 seconds to get 3,531, and I know you're going to cheer him on, Steve, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right over here. Get ready. Move in just a little bit there, Steve, please. Okay, Dave, get ready. Get set. Play. There we go. He's looking for 3,531 in 30 seconds. Good. Oh, too bad. Oh, there's a crash. 9 seconds. Can you get one more? Oh, time was your enemy there. Too bad, David. It kind of messed you up, but you guys have been great champions. Steve, you cheered him on nicely. All right, you guys won some nice prizes here at Starrcade. This is Jeff Edwards on Starrcade. I'll see you on the next show. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.